Looking for something else to read to divert your attention during these stressful COVID times? Why We Swim is a new book out. Bay Area author Bonnie Sui is familiar with Hawaii waters and had expected to fly to the islands this summer for a family wedding, but COVID disrupted those plans. We reached out to her at her home in Berkeley, California to talk about her book, which made the New York Times bestseller list. It's a collection of short stories covering swimming over the ages in the pool and in the open ocean. Here's Bonnie Sui.
I have had, a lifelong relationship with the water, with my parents, meeting in a swimming pool in Hong Kong, and my brother and I just growing up with swimming lessons and swim team and going to Jones Beach on Long Island like every summer, and spending, so much time, family time was spent together swimming. And we also became lifeguards, and then sort of like, I think after... It was really only in sort of the recent years of kind of thinking about the arc of the role of swimming in my own life, which is that it evolved over time, and I still swim today, but it's really for different reasons. And I started to think about what those reasons were. In the beginning, it was, of course, survival and then the fun and joy of being a kid in the water and, competition with swim team. And then over the last, decade or so of my life, just like exploring open water, surfing, becoming the parent of two kids and kind of like swimming back to myself after, swimming through pregnancy and up until the day like each of my kids was born, it became something else. It did something else for me, and I wanted to explore what that was.
So it was a kind of a real metaphor for you.
Yeah, it really was. And as I kind of thought about what this book could look like, or sort of what shape or structure it would take, I just started collecting. It was hard to figure it out. I started collecting stories and talking to people about swimming and getting historical facts and details and things and putting them in this folder on my computer, I would say probably like 6 years ago. And then once I kind of got enough material, I would like write stories for magazines and newspapers that kind of like tangentially touched on some of the things that I was kind of exploring. And once I kind of got, a bunch of writing done, I just needed to figure out how to put it all together. And so I, after talking with this really smart editor friend of mine, just, who said, you've got so much great stuff here, so many great stories. What about just calling it something as simple as Why We Swim? And then when she said that, everything just kind of seemed to me to shake out into these five different thematic ways of answering that question. And that's just the way the book is structured. So survival, well-being, community, competition, and flow. And it just really made sense to me that was the structure of the book.
Well, I love it because, you talk about swimming in Hawaii. And so it's just kind of nice. It was my way to relate to it, too, knowing that you've been in our waters.
And I think that my connection to Hawaii through, dear, dear friends of mine for the last, 20 plus years is that means that I feel a loyalty and an appreciation, a deep appreciation for the role that swimming plays in island life, and just like the water man, the water woman, like just that tradition, I think, is so profound to me. And I felt that it was really important to include that history and that cultural lineage, going back to when that the Hawaiians always, had this profound relationship with the water, and that was just part of life.
You live in the Bay Area now, and I love how you talk about doing the Alcatraz swims, which I never ventured into those waters to do because that water was always so cold.
Well, I know it's so cold. Like nothing is like the water where you are right now. The water here is, maximum, maybe like 62. Mm-hmm. And that feels balmy, that feels really warm. But it has recently dropped more back into the 50s lately just because it's been so overcast in the mornings, like the sort of, June and July gloom. There's fog and then it burns off and then it's a sunny day. But in the mornings, it feels like the dead of winter here.
Yes, it's mighty cold, mighty cold. What I enjoy, too, is there was a section in your book where you talk about how to swim like an assassin.
Right.
And so the other day I just kind of like lost, my head and then just said, okay, if I had a mission, you know, if I was a spy, if I had to do this. And so it was fun to kind of lose myself in that, you know, that imagery and just be just laser focus on the swim. Mm. And then you talk about, you know, the Navy SEALs and, you know, like figuring out if you had to escape from bondage and your arms and legs were tied, how would you make your way across, you know, the ocean to safety? And so I love that imagery as well.
Yeah, I really loved learning about the, you know, the samurai swimming and the, you know, the Nihon Eho, the Japanese classical swimming techniques and the schools of swimming that were, you know, founded by the different samurai clans, because it just was, it made so much sense to me to think of it as a swimming, you know, the Japanese swimming martial art, where certain skills were prized because beneficial in battle or in some, you know, combat situation. Like, how would you devise ways of surviving the water and you know, like confronting the enemy? Like, it makes perfect sense, but so many of us have never heard these stories. And so that was really part of my goal with this book, is to kind of bring some of those stories to a wider audience.
I like to swim with a monofin, and so I thought, oh, if I was captured and I had to make my way across, I could do that.
you would probably have an edge, you know, you're already doing your like monofin dolphin.
Yeah, so it was just, it's so enjoyable, you know, on so many different levels. When I first was growing up, I almost drowned. And so when you think about, yeah, if you're swimming, you're not drowning. Yeah, it's a life skill you need to learn.
Right, yeah. Like, I so much, as you know, like the theme of this porousness between states, right? So swimming and drowning, life and death, you know, above water and below. It's like, it's a pretty thin line. You know, that boundary line it gets very porous in many places. And I think especially in Hawaii, where you know, so many of the residents spend so much time in the water and get intimately, you know, the intimate knowledge of like what conditions are like, and the Pacific is unpredictable, and you have to always be sort of knowing your place in that seascape. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so how often do you get to come back to Hawaii?
Oh, well, lately, not so much, sadly. I was actually supposed to be there this summer for my brother-in-law's wedding and visiting a dear friend, an old friend. And I just feel so sad to miss all of that. You know, I mean, we're missing so many things, right? Like,
yes.
in these weird times.
Well, now, you grew up in Long Island. Mm-hmm. Had you gone back there since you published this book?
You know, actually, last summer I flew back east to see my family, and through some kind of like interesting like fluke of airplane routing, the plane flew right over, it did a pass over all of the beaches on the south shore of Long Island, and I saw, you know, the people in the water, Jones Beach Tower. Like, it was just incredible. It was like an aerial tour of beaches. And it kind of made me tear up a little bit, because it was like really, I had been thinking about, you know, I was thinking, we were at that point like really wrapping up details, kind of thinking about the, you know, the book and the book tour and all these things. And, you know, it was a moment of perspective and reflection to see the place that was so formative to me growing up from the air. It was really neat. And so when you said that thing about getting back in the water, sort of and it being a time of reflection, I really did have that. I thought of that last summer, and I, you know, I hope to have that again, to be actually get the chance to be in the water.
That was Bonnie Tsui, whose book, Why We Swim, made the New York Times bestseller list. We talked with Bonnie earlier this summer. For links, head to our website.